The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Dutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Dutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Dutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. And we'll take some time at the beginning of the sit tonight to once again go through the reflections that Joseph Goldstein encouraged in the article that many of us read at the beginning of the course. So taking the time to feel at home in this movement of sensation that we call our body, in this movement of heart and mind that we call the mind, feeling at home here, and then resting in the experience of hearing, this very simple attention, hearing is being known. You might notice, of course, the impulse to over-effort, to presume there's somebody who needs to do something in order to hear. So as a reflection, notice instead that hearing is already happening. How effortless hearing actually is, and see if you can trust how simple, how effortless hearing can be. How there's hearing, the knowing of hearing, without the mind needing to construct a knower that's knowing the hearing. And of course, whenever there appears in our mind to be a hearer, somebody doing the hearing, you'll notice that there always, that sense of being the one doing the hearing always comes with tension. That stance is dukkha. Being the doer, being the one who hears, is a stressful stance or a stressful appearance in the heart. But it isn't itself a problem, it's just something being known. And once again, just encouraging the mind to rest in the experience of hearing. Hearing is being known. See how simple it can be. The second reflection The mind opens to the experience of sensation here in the most simple, direct way, feeling the sensations of the body sitting, feeling the sensations of the body breathing, the subtle movements in the body, hardness, softness, temperature, the ordinary physicality of the body. And of course, there may be this appearance of the solidity of the body as me or mine, my body. So we're going to train the mind as we open to the body, the sensations of the body. Instead of the mind, its tendency to feel the sensations and subtly react, see if we can notice instead the space here, the present moment, in which these sensations come and go. The unrestricted space of awareness, in a sense, that knows, that feels the bodily sensations. So in that way, not being for or against any of the sensations that are coming and going, even those sensations that feel quite solid or fixed, just sense that they're being known here in the space of the present moment, the open, unrestricted space of the present moment. Knowing there's a way to be open or aware of sensation without any need for or without imposing any idea or mental image of the body, but just to be open to the space of the body, the space in which these sensations are coming and going, doing their thing. So instead of the body being imagined as a thing, we're sensing more that the body is a movement in this open space of the present moment. So the intention is quite simple, to be open, clear about the nature of sensation, the unfixed and, in that sense, insubstantial nature of sensation, its motion. So we're working with the totality of the bodily experience. A deep trusting of the space at the present moment in which these sensations do what they do. And of course, noticing whenever the mind, because of habit, relates to sensation as me or mine, then immediately the body appears to be solid or fixed, and then tight in some subtle or not so subtle way. So in that sense, our subjective experience might swing between moments of feeling unburdened with the experience of the body to moments of feeling quite burdened with the experience of the body. So keep it really simple, the practice. We're simply opening to the experience of sensation and letting it teach us, in a sense, about the underlying nature of things. And what might be helpful is, instead of the attention fixing on a particular sensation, to rely more on the sense of the mind or the heart being open, the open space of the present moment. And of course, the experience of the body will be seen or experienced in that space, in this space of the present moment here. That's right here already. So in a way, we're learning to rest in that openness. And in that space of openness, the body is being known. Sensation is being known. might discover in moments that the body is mostly open space. Now the last reflection from Joseph Goldstein's article is to, in the space of the present moment, to be interested in the arising and passing of thoughts. So there's no particular agenda to think or to not think. And it's very natural for the mind for thoughts to arise and to pass away. So being interested in the experience of a thought arising and in the experience of a thought ceasing, just as a natural process that, of course, is happening all the time. Thoughts arise, and then a thought will cease. But mostly this goes unnoticed. So now, cultivating a simple interest, almost a childlike interest in catching how a thought just appears on the scene here in the space of the moment, and how that thought very quickly ceases. It's not there anymore. And really noticing, if you can, it's subtle. Let's see if you can find just the right tone of interest, not too tight, not too loose, to notice the arising and the passing of a thought. And in doing this, you might discover that patience is a really beautiful quality of the mind. This capacity to wait in openness. And that sense of openness is really useful because there may be a sense of the mind looking in a particular place for a thought to come and go. But the attention really needs to be inclusive of the whole space of the present moment, the space of the heart and mind. Thoughts can appear from anywhere. Neither for nor against thoughts. And of course, we notice if we are for thoughts or if we are against thinking, we'll notice that as tension, dukkha. So again, we're relying on this capacity to be open, interested, mindfully aware,